So once again, we've come together. Would you please bow your heads at home as we bow our heads here to worship and pray to the Most High God. God, we thank you for this day. God, we thank you, Father, we can come into the house of the Lord to give you honor and glory, Father. I pray, dear God, in Jesus' name, that the presence of the Holy Spirit will not only pervade this place, but it will invade every space where those who are worshiping together with us, Father, whether it's here or on screen, Father, on audio in their car or wherever it may be. But God, we welcome you into this house today, dear God. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. So, Father, we've come to worship you and you alone. It's in Jesus' name we pray, and all God's people said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God. Worship with us.
Your glory, God, is what our hearts
It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. There's a table that you prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. It's your body and your blood you shed for me. This is how I fight my battles. And praise and thanksgiving. This is how I Jesus' name.
My victory's in 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 Jesus' name.
My victory.
And shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. But the Lord, amen, will arise over you, and his glory will be seen upon you. God, we thank you, Lord, that our battles are won, not by human strength, but by the strength of the Lord. By declaring your word, by declaring your name, that Jesus is the victory. Jesus is the victory over sin and death. Jesus is the victory over disease. God, I thank you that this is how we fight our battles. God, I remember when you opened the eyes of the servant of Elisha, when things weren't looking so good all around them, but he had prayed and said, Lord, that you would open the eyes of my servant that he could see. And there were horsemen and chariots of fire in the spirit that were unseen by the common eye. And I remember, God, when you opened the eyes of Jacob and he can see angels ascending and descending from heaven, that the Spirit of God was truly in that place, but he didn't know it. Let me reassure you, house of God. Let me reassure you that the Lord is in this place. Whether you know it or not, whether you see him or not, God, I ask that you would open the eyes of the world, that you would open our eyes, God, that we could see the battle in the Spirit. I pray, God, that your word would come to our lips, that we would proclaim it, because that's how we fight our battles. We fight by speaking it. Our words are spirit and they are life, your word says. And when we speak, the Spirit of God is released through our mouth. Let us be reminded of the things that we speak and the things that we continue to talk about. It releases a spirit into the atmosphere. Whether it's light or darkness, it is our choice. But God, we just declare the light of Christ. We declare the light of the Spirit of God in this region. We declare the light over our families. We declare the light of the Holy Spirit, the light of Christ, over the hospitals and all the places in New York and the tents that are set up where people are infected. But right now, in the name of Jesus, we declare the light of Christ over the state of New York. We declare the light of Christ over this nation. We declare the light of Christ over China. We declare the light of Christ over Italy. We declare the light of Christ over the whole entire world. Darkness is not covering the earth. It's time for the light of Christ to arise and shine, and let the glory of the Lord rise upon you. The glory of the Lord shine upon you. God, we thank you, God. We bless this difficult time. God, that the armies of God would truly rise up in this time. There are times in our life where we're going to face things. And God's not always going to take us out of them. He's going to take us through them. Amen. And it's time to walk straight into these things with the faith and power of God. Because He is greater than anything you see. So God, I ask right now, God, that you open our eyes to see angelic armies, to see the power of God, and to declare it. Lord, we thank you, God. We bless you, Jesus, that you are greater than anything that is manifesting as darkness on the earth. As we go back into this song again, and as we sing, "This is how I fight my battles," just remember the word of God is powerful. It is sharper than any two-edged sword. Just remember that declaring the word of God brings the presence of God into that place exactly where you're at. So Lord, we thank you, God, as we sing. We don't only sing in this house, but we sing over the world the goodness and the greatness of God. Amen.
believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Reaching out to make me whole, reaching out.
to us. We never lower our standard to the experience or our lack thereof. But we raise our expectation to what the Word of God says that we can have and says that we should be seeing and says that we should be experiencing. He is a God of miracles.
Thank you, Lord.
Holy Spirit, I would just ask that everyone that is tuning in this morning, that God, you would just saturate them with your presence. Just begin to ask the Lord to saturate you with His presence, every part of your being. Holy Spirit, just come and saturate our homes. Saturate our minds and our hearts and our bodies with your presence, God. I just thank you, Jesus. We thank you, God. Just come and saturate this place. Hallelujah. Just begin to praise Him wherever you're at. Just begin to praise Him and tell Him how good He is. In spite of what you see around you. God, we just thank you, God, that you are a good God. We thank you, Lord, that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you, God, that you are our strong tower. You are a mighty fortress, God. You are our ever-present help in time of need. Your word says that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against him. Come on, just come on in your homes, just right where you're at. Just begin to praise him. Just begin to thank him. Just put all the stuff and all the negativity and all of the news stuff, just put it aside. And just begin to declare who he is. Lord, you are a God of love. You are not a God of fear. And you don't give us that spirit of fear, but you give us a spirit of love. You give us a spirit of power and a sound mind. You have given us authority over all the power of the enemy. God, let us stand up and take it. Let us stand up and believe. Let us stand up and have faith.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith is not always about what we believe in. It's about who we trust in.
Amen. That's right.
So, Lord, we just declare from this place that we trust in you. God, I pray that you would establish in every one of us, God, a love so strong, a perfect love, that we don't fear anything, including death.
That's right.
I just remember the words, I think it was Paul, that said, to live is Christ, yes. To die is gain.
Amen.
That we wouldn't fear anything. Thank you, God, for such times that we can press in until all of those things around us don't matter anymore. And all that matters to us is you. That all of our focus just comes right back on you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, God. We love you. Can you just tell him? Just say, I love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We know you're right in the middle of it. You're right in the middle of all of this. And if you're wondering where is God in all of this, he's right in the middle of it.
Amen.
And he's also called you to be right in the middle of it, to declare the words of praise, the words of goodness, the words of his truth. We're right in the middle of it. And thank you, God, that you have sent us right in the middle of it. Because Jesus Christ lives in us. Come on, amen.
Yes, amen.
And we have a mandate to declare his goodness. We have a mandate to show his love. We have a mandate to bring hope. So let us take responsibility for what we've been called to. Jesus is right in the middle of it. His Spirit is right in the middle of it. God the Father, he's right in the middle of it.
Thank you, Lord.
Just take a hold of that. Just take a hold of that today. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And the people of God said,
amen.
Amen. Amen. We just praise you, Lord. Thank you, God. You can open your Bibles to Luke 23. You can open your Bibles to Luke 23, starting in verse 33. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Luke 23, 33. And when they had come to the place called Calvary, there they crucified him and the criminals, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do." And they divided his garments and cast lots, and the people stood looking on. But even the rulers with them sneered, saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ, the chosen of God." The soldiers also mocked him, coming and offering him sour wine and saying, "If you are the king of the Jews, save yourself." And an inscription also was written over him in the letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew, "This is the king of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hanged blasphemed him, saying, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other, answering, rebuked him, saying, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom." And Jesus said to him, "Assuredly, I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise." Now it was about the sixth hour, and there was darkness over all the earth until the ninth hour. Then the sun was darkened, and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And when Jesus had cried out with a loud voice, he said, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." Having said this, he breathed his last. So when the centurion saw what had happened, he glorified God, saying, "Certainly this man was a righteous man."